Well, we have a guest joining us on the phone this morning. Lisa Riggs joins us. She's the manager of the Danish Windmill in Elkhorn. And we're going to talk about a fundraising event coming up here real soon. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Well, you have a fundraiser coming up. It's the second time now that you've done this charity fundraiser, and charity is spelled a little differently. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, we're calling it our second annual Danish Windmill Gala and Charity Auction. And the chair is spelled as a chair you would sit on it. And what we do is we ask people in the community for donations of artistically designed chairs. And we've had so much fun with it. We did this last year, and we had a fun evening. We auctioned off these chairs. And this year I have double the chairs that we had last year. And this is going to be November 5th at 6 p.m. at the Elkhorn Town Hall. And it's, again, the Danish Windmill second annual gala. Last year we did it to celebrate our 35 years of the windmill coming from Nørresnede, Denmark. And this year we're doing it as a second annual because it was so much fun last year.
Well, now, we should mention, too, that that is a change of venue. The Elkhorn Town Hall is the location. There was an earlier one that was out there, but it's going to be at the Elkhorn Town Hall at 6 p.m. on November the 5th. And I know you've had a lot of success with folks just stepping up to do what they do. Do you have kind of maybe a little sample of what folks will see when they come for some of those different chairs?
Oh, yeah, I can give you several examples. We have a fishing, not wishing chair. It's the old metal lawn chair that's been completely renovated, but it has a can for your beer can, it has a place for your fishing pole, and it has a tackle box, and it's really cute. And it doesn't have to all be chairs. We do have like an elbow skeever supper for six. If anybody knows Calvin and Phyllis Hoig, you know, it'd be a good meal. We have several Christmas plates that have been donated. We have a, from the egg crate, gave us a children's doll chair with two little dolls. And one of our favorites this year, I think, is the showpiece, not to single anything out, but the Harlan newspaper gave us a ballerina stool. And it's an old printer's stool that's made to look like a ballerina and has the tutu and everything. It's just, it's darling. You know, we have a captain's chair. We have a antique dual-purpose, a chair and step stool. We have a Annie's blankie chair. It's a little children's chair that has Annie, and it has a homemade blanket. We have a chair that has Iowa State's Coach Rhodes. It has his signature. One of our local people, it's her cousin, so she got Coach Rhodes from Iowa State to do a chair for us. We have an Okoboji memory table with wine glass holders. So if anybody has lots of good memories of Okoboji for family vacations, this is the table for them. We have a vintage Jack and Jill chair. We have a Danish pepinerter chair, which is fun. We have another can of pepinerter being donated. We have several other numerous items that we'll be auctioning off. That's almost too numerous to mention, Jim, but it's their darling, and it's a fun, fun evening. We start out with the National Danish Anthem. We have the Danish Table Prayer. We have a wonderful Danish buffet by Larson's Catering. We have all of our board members will be there, and we have several little talks, and then the charity auction and dessert, and it's just a fun evening.
Boy, it sounds like a lot going on. Where in the world do the people come up with all these unique ideas to decorate up these chairs?
You know, I think there's lots of things on the internet they can go on and to find that out. And beings who have challenged them and they've kind of seen what we're thinking about. Because last year when we first started it, they just kind of maybe thought we were a little crazy calling it charity. But there has been organizations around the country that has done this, and it's been very successful. And we are having lots of fun with it.
Well, it does ask for folks to put forth a little bit of effort. They're not just donating some money or some item. They're actually putting a little bit of elbow grease into all of this.
Yeah, and it's just, again, it's a fun evening for a good cause. The windmill, you know, has been here for 36 years now, and it needs a lot of tender, loving care. The windmill is a huge machine, and there's a lot of things that can go wrong. So we need to keep it in good repair. Last year, we started a shingle fund, and we almost have that completely funded. We're sometime this winter, we hope to get the windmill completely reshingled with wooden shake shingles, as it was historically correct. We have windows that are rotten now. We have our doors that are letting cold air in. There's just a lot of things that need for upkeep to keep the windmill in good repair for the next 100 years, too. And as you know, the mill itself was built in 1848.
Well, it shouldn't come as any surprise that the old mill's getting older.
Yes, and also, you know, we're a 501c3, Jim, so all donations are tax deductible. We also last year started the Danish Windmill Endowment Fund, and so it is something that will protect the windmill for future improvements. And it's once it's properly funded, we can take 5% out to help on projects to keep the mill in good repair. So we just ask people to maybe keep us in their thoughts, and if there's an annuities or any donations, the windmill could use it.
What kind of a year have you had at the windmill?
Tourism is down statewide. Traffic is down. It's hard times, and this is something that we didn't have to do this for several years because times were good, and we were able to, from the mill gift shop, to take care of everything. Well, sales are down, you know, nationwide, and that's happening here at the Danish Windmill. So that's why we are now having to go out after donations. It's kind of a hard thing for us because it's something we normally didn't have to do. But I think everybody knows how important this windmill is to the community. And we do have like a mailing list of 7,000 people that have bought from us at one time or the other, and they've been very good too recently in donating. We've put out the plea also.
Well, and that's the nice thing, too, is it's not just a destination location for folks who come far, far away. It's also a destination spot, and the gift shop as well is a popular place for folks who live here close by.
That's right. And it's, you know, it's keeping our heritage alive, and that's what we're trying to do. We're one of the largest Danish rural settlements in the United States. And, you know, thanks to the Danish Immigrant Museum, we do try to keep that word out. The windmill is a separate entity. And again, you know, our number one thing is to keep the mill in good repair. The windmill, when it came from Denmark, only had one set of stones that came with it. Well, we know the mill powered three sets of stones. And so that would be kind of a long-term goal, too, to get it properly, get all the fanning mills inside, the storage bins, and to get the proper stones in the mill. And we'd like to have a set of stones that we could run more often, actually do more grinding. The stone that we have in it is the last set of stones, and we just don't like wearing it out. It was made for rye grain. And we've had a lot of millers from around the world that have come to see this mill, and they said it is a beautiful machine. There's a lot of unusual parts to it that you don't see in other mills. And I have toured a lot of mills myself, and I have to agree, we do have an interesting windmill.
You bet. Well, and I know I've taken the tour there too, and as I have a number of folks, but I'm sure there are some others in the listening area who, you know, you just kind of sometimes overlook the things in your own backyard. Take a little bit of time and spend a day and enjoy it, because it really is a neat experience and a good educational one.
Yes, we're open 7 days a week. So right now we're open 9 to 5 weekdays and Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. So we encourage you to come up. It's very inexpensive for the tour. It's only $2 for adults, $1 for school age, and preschool's free. Again, we have a huge gift shop. We also are considered a private Iowa Welcome Center by the state of Iowa. So we have over 250 brochures and other things to do in Iowa. We also have the Iowa Visitors Guides are free in the Iowa DOT map. So our employees are state certified as Welcome Center employees. So we can do a lot of things for people if they just come out and visit us.
Well, when was the last time you had a little bit of fun for $2? Holy
yeah.
smokes. Well, they can also have a little bit of fun that evening and help out the cause, too. Again, that's coming up on November 5th at the Elkhorn Town Hall. 6 p.m. they get started with the gala, and the fundraiser is there, the auction at the same time. And, again, they'll have a nice meal. Is there a deadline, Lisa? Because I can't imagine that you can fit an unlimited number of people there.
We are selling tickets right and left, so we need to know by this Friday. And you can call the Danish Windmill at 800-451-7960. Call the Danish Windmill for your tickets. We can hold them for you, or you can stop in and get them paid for.
All right, very good. And $17, correct?
Yes.
All right, easy enough to do. Yeah, should be a good evening and a good chance to raise some funds and just have a good time.
Great.
Very good. Lisa, thanks for your time.
No problem. Thank you.